On our program today, we're visiting with the interim executive campus dean, DMAC Boone Campus, BJ McGinn, who's still finishing all his notes here. You've got a busy schedule coming up.
You know, we're right getting ready to start. Essentially, it kicks off when we get on the bus on Saturday to go to Danville for the National Men's Basketball Tournament. And then between, you know, a lot of activities on campus, as well as, you know, all of our spring sports getting into gear, you know, you're adding outdoor track and field. We just finished up the indoor season. We've got dance tryouts going on. Esports is in full swing. So we have four new programs that we started this spring, in addition to a lot of the things that we've continued to be proud of doing. And yeah, we're getting ready to go.
It's busy. And in the meantime, in the background there, we're still working on being a host for the NJCAA Division II Women's Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
Initial.
Yeah. The inaugural one's coming up. Which will be March 12th through the 16th, and we can talk about that a little bit more.
May 12th,
excuse me. They're all running together right now, Jim.
Doesn't kind of just all you're going is give me weather.
Yes,
give
that's me good right. Weather. That's right.
So, first, let's talk a little bit. I know because some people are asking, okay, thoughts about the men getting invited. Obviously, we knew they were one of the top-ranked teams in the country.
Right.
But, again, getting out of the Region 11 tournament is you don't just – automatically get out of there.
No, you don't. I mean, and it's been that way for decades. You know, even prior to when I was coaching the team. You know, the nice thing now is there's an opportunity to receive an at-large bid. There's four in the country that are available. We were upset in the semifinals. But yeah, our team currently we finished the regular season poll number three in the country at 29-3. And won the conference, which is arguably the most difficult conference in the country, you know, based on RPI, you know, strength of schedule, et cetera. We finished that 17-1, right, and won it outright. So, yeah, we received an at-large bid. Got the email Monday afternoon, right when I was getting ready to head into the board meeting that was held in Newton that I attended.
You got to tell the trustees.
The official release didn't come out till Tuesday afternoon when they had the watch party, which they do. NJCAA TV does a great job. I mean, they make it very professional. It's really nice for the kids to, you know, it's similar to what you're going to see Sunday night with the NCAA Division I release. But yeah, I told them I'm very, very confident, and I said, wink, wink, that we're going to receive an at-large bid officially tomorrow afternoon, which we did. And so we drew the 5 seed, which I think is a great draw for us. So we play Monday evening at 6. And then if we are fortunate enough to advance from that, there's a potential there to play Wednesday night at 6 o'clock versus Parkland Community College, which has the 4 seed. And their head coach is John Bowler, who was my assistant here and then was a head coach here for a season before moving on to Division I Wisconsin-Milwaukee. You know, now he's currently the head coach at Parkland. So we could have a DMAC matchup in the second round Wednesday night in Danville, Illinois, which is kind of neat, you know, to see.
You're running into more of those, aren't you?
I mean,
former coaches, players who have advanced on, and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I just mentioned John, obviously, and obviously, you know, Blake is going to be leading our program, but you know, Josh Sash is on staff at Drake, and they just made the national tournament, having won the Valley tournament, right? And Matt Merkin, who was an assistant coach here and has been the head coach at Minot State for several years, they qualified for the Division II men's basketball national tournament, right? So they're going out to Kansas to play in Topeka, I believe. So it's kind of neat to see that. And that's just basketball, right? I mean, we've got a lot of other coaches, players, folks that have moved on. We had just mentioned before we got on air, softball player that played for us, Kendall Clark, who's currently at the University of Alabama. Her team selected her as a captain for the University of Alabama softball team, right? So, like we talked about before we just got on air, you start here, you can go anywhere. And it's neat to see the progress of our campus and the effect that all of our, you know, students, faculty, and staff have had on these people both players and coaches. You know, Cannon Bird just won his conference in the Quad Cities at Blackhawk Moline as a head coach and just got named Conference Coach of the Year yesterday. So it's neat to see the people that have come here.
Success.
Yeah, and that's the culture that we have created, certainly at DMAC here on our Boone campus. And you know, it's just it's fun to watch people have success and know that, you know, everybody here in Boone, Iowa played a role in helping support those people to have opportunities moving forward.
I look at, again, the coaches and the staff and that have come through and done different things, but the players they've recruited have performed. And they, I mean, not just here, but they go, I go clear back to Sheldon.
Sure. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He not only came through here, but he performed and went on to a Division I, played there, graduate. We have one of the big things is getting degrees.
Yep.
And performing even after that.
No, that's exactly right. You know, and again, like he's a great example. And now he's teaching and coaching in New Jersey, right? But here's a really neat thing. This week, we drafted it up and sent out. His son is going to sign a letter of intent to play basketball at DMAC. So how neat is that to see one of our former student athletes who you just mentioned, you know, has gone on, had success, and continues to help young people, you know, work to strive for their goals. And now his son came here because he visited when we had, you know, Founders Day back in November, yeah. And has chosen to come out to Iowa like his father did, yeah, to go to school here, just because he had such a great experience with the teachers and the community and obviously, you know, the craft of basketball for him. But it's just neat to see that kind of come full circle, to know that everybody here has had such a positive impact on a young person, and to them to have that confidence to send their son or daughter here. It's just kind of a full circle moment. So I just wanted to share that. But I thought that was a pretty neat thing this week.
So that's kind of like just on the athletic side. But here in the last week, Phi Theta Kappa had some scholarships again. Again, Nancy Woods, hats off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Nancy is unbelievable.
And the rest of the staff, because she doesn't do it by herself.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And again, everything we do, it takes a village, right? So everybody kind of works hand in hand. But yeah, I mean, those folks have just achieved at such a high level. I'm fortunate to, I think we talked about this, but to participate in the induction of the Phi Kappa Theta. And that was such a neat experience to see those young people. And my big thing is, you know, you're working so hard, you're working your tails off to see them get recognition for that. I think that's huge. And anything we can do to support them and those programs, we definitely want to make sure we're putting our foot forward and giving them 110%.
Well, we do have a lot of community-related things that are going to be happening on campus. One of the first ones up here, right at the end of the month, don't we have Knights of Columbus free throw?
Yeah, no, we do. We are hosting the annual Knights of Columbus free throw tournament. We've done that for, I think, 4 or 5 years now. I can recall as a young person, I participated in that and actually won it for our area to qualify to go in Cedar Falls when I was a young person. So it's neat. I mean, we'll have 120, and it's boys and girls. And you come out, you shoot 20, and they just start chipping it down. It's kind of like doing a spelling bee, right? Yeah. And then they get to the finals. And I think it's like 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade. And then there's a winner from this particular region, and then they qualify to go on to the state tournament. But I always, it's really neat. The Knights all volunteer. We'll have tables set up and they come in. It's on a Sunday afternoon or morning, late morning, early afternoon. And it's just a really neat event. You know, we'll have the bleachers out and all the parents and grandparents are there, and they come from every county in Iowa, right? All 99.
Sure.
And so it's kind of a neat thing to have that here in Boone. So, you know, I think it's anytime we can have an opportunity to kind of showcase our community and what we have in our college and our campus, it's just great things to do. And we want to do our part in providing that so people can kind of see what we got going on.
for a lot of them, it'll be their first time into the facilities.
Yeah, no, it will. And so we'll have, you know, and I believe we have home softball that day as well. We'll have everything open because the gals, they'll do their warm-up hitting inside before they head up to the ball field. But we always try to make sure everything's open so people can kind of walk around and just kind of see things because, you know, I'm a big believer in, you never know who might decide they want to become a student, right? Whether or not you end up playing or not.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you be part of our campus and just potentially continue your education here at DMAC.
One of the other events that'll be coming up that, again, over the last several years has got to be, I mean, we had the pandemic off, but sure. Otherwise, every time, it's the STEM Festival, going to be on April 12th, Saturday, April 12th. It's short. It's like 3 hours long. I think it's from,
usually it's like 9 to noon type of a deal.
I think it's on the 12th, isn't it?
Yeah, STEM Festival is on the 12th, and then we follow that up the following week. We have In My Boots run
on the 19th. That's Sean, and he has got a lot of students tied in with this, doesn't he?
Absolutely. We get
Sean Taylor, by the way.
Yep, they've done a great job. Sean's on faculty for us out here in the Boone campus, and does a great job. Great teacher too, by the way. I mean, I just really spends time with the students, and you know, one of the things I love about and Sean's a great example of this is that they take time. If someone needs a little extra help, they're not too busy.
Nope.
You know, they'll pull them by the side in the quarter center, and we'll go over whatever you might be having a question or struggling with, and find a way to help to get you through.
He, by the way, of course, former guardsman, and one of the things I know that he still does the shadow races when he can set them up and things like that, and has deployed troops that are participating in it and stuff. And again, he's got students that now have graduated and are out in the workforce, but they come back for this.
Yeah,
it's a part of it.
Yeah, they do. And when he had his 22 push-up that they did, he had one of his former students and, you know, like you had mentioned, had gone on, might have been Afghanistan, I believe, but came back and had, kind of gave his testimony and just kind of talked a little bit about his experiences. And, Sean had talked about, how just making a phone call, may have saved a young person's, life or what have you. And just to see that positivity come back. And it's great for people to know that we're making an impact, and he's done a fantastic job.
I don't know, when he does the 22 push-ups, that girls' softball team seems to...
Well, I was in back hiding because I didn't want to do it.
It's pretty good. All right, let's talk about some of the other things that are going on a couple of months away. So we did have meetings this week, and I know there's a new trustee that's coming on, again, from Carroll, filling one of the vacancies. We had a trustee, one of the members of the board of trustees, moved on. So we'll get that press release from the campus.
Yep.
And they'll give us that, and we'll get that posted for you online. Anyway, that's something. Again, the trustees have been working on their budgets and everything else. So how have things been going on?
Yeah, no, I mean, things are just continue to keep moving. We're hopefully kind of finally wrapping up some transitional things within our front office as far as some new job descriptions and some adjustments within the business office as well as the front office. And we're hopeful to have most of that wrapped up by the end of the month. Right now we're in the process of hiring a new librarian.
Okay.
Christine Whitney, who had run the Boone campus library for many years, was promoted. So now she's a district-wide librarian, and so she'll be housed out of Ankeny. So we need to replace that position. And then next week, we are working on some electrical projects.
Okay.
We have heat pumps, water, the pump, that type of stuff.
Some of the infrastructure needs to be done.
Right. And we had initially had that scheduled to get done in December, but we kind of got pushed back with Ziegler's contract, have you. And so next Thursday, we're going to have that completed, hopefully. Yeah. So our campus will be closed actually next Thursday just because there won't be any power.
Okay.
And then we are actually working on putting new lighting in the gymnasium Last time we did that was probably about 14 or 15 years ago. And I kept getting comments from, you know, visiting, you know, volleyball coaches, basketball coaches, kind of dim in here. So one day we, there's a little device that you can measure.
You can go in and check it.
And we came in at 20 candles. Well, the High School Athletic Association and the NJCAA says you have to be at 80. So we figured it was time to
brighten her up
to work on
bit.
The lights. So we're going to be handing out sunglasses in the fall when people come to volleyball. So that's a project we're going to be able to get done with the students off campus.
Sure.
So those are two things that we're going to get done next week, is the general overall electrical for the facility, because it was getting into a situation where we were starting to kind of lose power a little bit, and it flickers, computers would get turned off. Well, this is just one of those upkeep things that we need to get done, because it could potentially become a fire issue.
Sure.
And so we don't want to, you know, let's just take care of it now and we can move on.
People will say, my guess is a lot of this is some of the original equipment that was installed. I don't know if it's been upgraded too many times since.
There are, yeah. I mean, and those are just kind of, you know, comprehensive plan things, right, that we have on the board. And this happens to be one that, like you say, it's just, it's time to
upgrade
to do it. And we just want to get that done so everybody can be safe and everything works properly.
So we've skirted in the pastime about the lawsuit going on. All I'm going to say is you're down to the parts now where, because part of it was removing a competitive logo. And now you're getting into that time of the year when that can logistically be done and taken care of. So I know that the court said, no, give them time. They got to get through this.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now we're kind of at a point where we're just kind of waiting for some of the attorneys to kind of hammer out some
let them deal with
details, if you will. We've done everything that our part is and complied. And we're recognized that we were in compliance with an official press release, you know, from the judge and from the attorney. So, you know, now it's just kind of one of those kind of wait and see.
Because I know people are wondering, what's happening?
Yeah. I mean, DMAC has done everything that it was supposed to do. Everybody has been extremely cooperative. Certainly, you know, we probably were affected a little bit more with some of the, you know, uniforms and hats, for instance, backpacks, like, you know, basketballs that may have had a D on them, right? So, but we were able to get all that corrected really quickly, to be honest. And now we just kind of sit back and let the attorneys kind of do their thing and let that kind of fall where it may. And once that's completed, then we can kind of, step back and what's the next step in this whole process. And again, that's going to be something that is going to be a, you know, board of trustees / cabinet.
They can deal with
those type of things.
Are we saying this is above our pay grade? They will finalize everything at it. We've done what we're supposed to do at our level.
Yep, that's exactly right. And so, you know, at this point, you know, for us, it's just there's nothing really left for us to do. We just kind of sit back and let the courts do their thing. Yeah. And that's where we're at.
One of the, I know already you've got staff that have been working on fall semester already, putting things together for that. That's going to be actually things that are rolling out where people, especially if they've been doing their FAFSA and their other things and their students are looking at going to school, they'll start being able to make contact and take a look at classes and what's going to be coming up there.
Yeah, so. No, that's kind of where we're at. Karen Lawton Dunn, who's our head academic advisor here on the Boone campus, has kind of really done a fantastic job of, you know, dissecting, meet with the advisors, meeting with, you know, some other folks and saying, well, what do we need to make sure we have enough sections of that we can relate to the pathway chairs and deans and assistant deans so that they can kind of get, you know, a composite schedule developed. And so we're kind of working through some of those things. There's like three parts to it. We're in part two, which is kind of the step back, make sure we got what we need, and then we'll be able to move forward and have that posted as students start getting ready to schedule for fall of 2025. And so we've been very proactive to make sure that we're getting what our young people need to offer. You know, we're a little bit unique from the perspective that, you know, we got to try and be done by 2 o'clock because we have practice or we have to leave for games or, you know, those type of things. So, and we're, you know, it's just a little bit different dynamic that some of the other campuses have. But, you know, we're being very proactive, like I say, and I think that's what we have to do. And we have been, you know, since we started trying to go through this process initially, figuring out what we need to offer. So I feel very confident that we're going to be in a good place.
Let's go to the National Golf Tournament, because I know, one of the last city council meetings, again, they had the announcement that if you're interested in being a volunteer, I think Chris Blocker is kind of heading up some of that. It's going to take a lot of people to put on the kind of effort that you want.
Yeah, that's going to sneak up on us, May 12th through the 16th. And as you mentioned, Chris Blocker, Chris Seabach, who's our head men's women's golf coach, and myself, Corey Henson, who's the superintendent out at Cedar Point, and then certainly Pat and Carol Clemens. That's kind of our, you know, that's kind of our group that's kind of working on all these things, and then we kind of go from there. Randy Schmitz is actually chairing the volunteers.
Okay.
And so, I mean, we're looking at needing about 100 for the week, and Chris has kind of put together
one of those sign-up genius things.
Yep, sign-up genius. There's a website, and she had actually just emailed that out to some people. I know Randy has that as well. So if and Carol has it at the course as well. So, you know, if you want to just stop out, you can stop out to the golf course, say, hey, I'd like to volunteer. There's plenty of slots, whether it's taking scores, whether it's, you know, shuttling people to different places on the golf course, you know, handing out sandwiches. You know, there's all kinds of opportunities, helping with parking.
It's hospitality.
Yeah, and we want to put our best foot forward. And so, you know, we're in the process right now of solidifying a lot of our sponsorships for the different, you know, we're going to have 5 tents out there where you need to report your scores, and there'll be a sponsor for every one of those tents. So there's a lot of different opportunities.
We want it to look good because we are going to have a lot of people coming from all over.
No, we are. We're going to have, you know, right around 100 golfers, plus all of their families coming to Boone, Iowa. And we're anticipating, you know, 1,000 people a day. So it's going to be...
It'll be a nice display.
Yes.
So, yes, we want the hospitality side to look good.
Absolutely.
Some of the other things I know quickly. Dance just really getting going. The track, the outdoor track. I mean, we've got the cross-country part, and we started out doing some distance thing. Are you finding some people looking at other events?
Just real quick touch on dance. Dance tryouts are going to be on Saturday, March 29th. In the Fairway Fieldhouse. And typically it's going to be, you know, seniors or transfers that want to try out. And, you know, Kelsey's doing a great job with that. I mean, she's had numerous recruits on campus. So I think that program is really going to take off. So that's exciting. To your track and field question, so we're in distance land right now.
Yeah.
We've dabbled with a distance medley relay, but we're getting inquiries about, hey, I want to throw the shot put. Okay, well, we don't quite have that yet, but you know,
if you want to be here part of it, we try to get it started.
Right, and Michael is all in on developing a track and field team. And it was interesting, I was dropping the kids off at daycare, the AD over at Ames Middle School, Spencer Essinger, we were assistant coaches here together, and he was my assistant basketball coach. But, you know, they have a place where we could potentially, you know, utilize that and possibly practice. But I mean, I think everything's open for discussion. I think everything's on the table. Michael and I were talking about getting some volunteer coaches
to do
hurdles, and maybe we do a couple of relays. Yeah. All of a sudden, we're running the 1, 2, and 4. So you never know, but I will tell you, Iowa Central, Iowa Western, I mean, those are kind of the powerhouse track and field programs in the country, really. You know, they carry 50, 60 student athletes. I mean, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that could be something that we may venture down that road.
Could strive for that. That'd be a good goal to strive
and
for.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I do think that, you know, we'll see how this year goes.
Sure.
we got our toes in the water. We'll kind of see what happens.
So we get to play it by ear.
So a lot of things happening out on the Boone campus. Once again, Knights of Columbus basketball free throw opportunity. That's the end of the month on the 30th. You mentioned dance tryouts, 29th. So
yeah, and
busy.
Next Friday, next Thursday softball matchup got moved to Friday. Simply because it's going to be 38 degrees outside and it's going to be really nice on Friday. So
okay.
We'll be at home on Friday for softball next week. And then we open up with Iowa Central for baseball Saturday, Sunday, weather permitting. So we're getting ready to kick off the spring season.
So far, their seasons have gone pretty well. They've done a lot of traveling down south, played a lot of teams that are pretty powerful.
We have. We've matched up against some really good programs, and I think it's very important to do that early on as the coaches, obviously. But I'm very supportive of that because that prepares you to get into league play, you know, because, yeah. I mean, obviously on the baseball side, you know, five teams within a game and a half last year, yeah. Two games, you know, decided the seeding, right? Now the softball side, you know, they want to get down and play some of those opponents that they're going to see in postseason. So so everybody gets a chance to kind of see what it's going to look like, you know, when you get to that time of year.
We still have breakfast. Don't forget to come out.
We do, and we keep getting
more. You brought
more.
Breakfast treats to a recent chamber thing.
I did. And I tell you, we continue to just increase our traffic out there. More than just students. I encourage people to come out and have breakfast. And matter of fact, I'm going to go there here right when I get off the radio today and have some eggs and some sausage.
So. All right. BJ McGinn, our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for having me. We appreciate everything that KWBG does for DMAC.